www.thebeatmedia.com. Up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free here, 855-450-FREE. It is the Christmas Day edition of the program, meaning, unlike most of the talk shows in the business, we're actually here in the studio tonight. And the we includes me, Ian,
Nemi,
and Daryl.
All right, so got a full crew in the studio. Of course, you're welcome to chime in, bring up whatever happens to be on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are intending to be live also on New Year's Eve. So throughout the holiday season, you get live programming 7 nights a week here at Free Talk Live. So feel free to listen in or take part in the show. You can also take part by dialing us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and actually had somebody ask me on Skype about the matching program that the Bitcoin offer does end today. So if you've been thinking about becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier and you want to get that Bitcoin matching deal that we've been talking about for the last few weeks, today is your final day to do that. So your amps, if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you amp the show, it will be matched. So even if you do it later on, the matching offer goes on for months. That's on through most of 2014. That's where you get $5 a month to the AMP program, and our contributors, our generous contributors, will match that amount also going into the AMP program. What's expiring today is the offer where you get Bitcoins in return for your amping of the show. So if that's something you've been putting off, you don't want to put off any longer. So again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. I'm going to open up the show tonight with some audio from photographyisnotacrime.com. This was recorded in Glynn County, Georgia, apparently. One of the Photography is Not a Crime researchers was on the scene nearby the courthouse doing some updates or trying to get some updates on a case where a Glynn County police officer body slammed a 70-year-old woman while another cop tried to stop a man from recording it. So that's why this guy was in the vicinity of the courthouse. He was doing research on this case. Well, while he was outside, he decided that as a journalist, you know, he's going to take some pictures. So he's on a public sidewalk in an ostensibly public place, taking pictures of what are allegedly public facilities, and apparently there's some inmates out there working as well. And that's when he was approached.
Yeah, how are you?
Looking at this for you. What are you taking pictures of?
Court bailiffs.
Looking at this for you. What are you taking pictures of?
And the audio's going to get better here. He's approaching right now.
Yeah. You got money?
Two court bailiffs.
Take that off the court for me, please.
No, thanks. Sir, please don't take my camera.
Take it off record, sir.
You just took my camera.
Record, sir.
Now, what? While you hear the audio cut there is he's got a secondary camera. So he has his main camera that's in his hands and a secondary one probably on his lapel or something like that. So the audio cuts because the first bailiff that reaches him, there's a second one coming up as well. The first bailiff grabs his camera from him and stops the recording. So he's cutting in this video over to the alternative view from the secondary camera.
You just took my camera.
Gave it right back to you.
And I'm putting it right back on record. You can't do that.
I'm asking you, what are you taking pictures of?
I don't have to answer any questions, sir.
You're taking pictures of the inmates?
No, I took
pictures for who? Can I see some ID?
I'd rather not give any ID if I'm not being
detained. Why is that? If you're taking pictures of the courthouse, the inmates going into the courthouse, there's no reason for you to be doing that. What reason would you have for doing that, sir?
Why wouldn't I need?
What reason would you have for doing
that? And he grabs the camera a second time now. So he'd already given him the original camera back. After turning off the recording, the journalist has now turned the recording back on, and he is, after asking a few more questions about why is he there, the bailiff reaches back out and grabs the camera again.
Okay. Why wouldn't I need?
What reason would you have for doing that?
Okay. That's the second time. Has somebody witnessed this? That's the second time he's taken my camera from me. That is robbery. Let me tell you guys something.
Let me tell you something right now. If you took a picture of those inmates going to that courthouse, you're not going to have problems.
My goodness, that is quite a dialect, isn't it?
Yeah. Welcome to the South. This is the second bailiff who is now approaching with threats against this man who has done nothing but take photographs of public buildings from public places. But this is out of the ordinary.
Didn't you know, Ian, that only terrorists do that?
Well, yeah, I'm surprised they don't actually suggest that he's a terrorist in this audio. They just demand answers from him, which this guy's good, by the way. I mean, this the man who's holding the video camera knows his rights. He knows he doesn't have to, explain himself to these people. And he doesn't give up a whole lot of information. He does end up handing over a card that has his name. It's a card with a little bit of information about how he, you know, has rights, and it's got his name, date of birth on it, but it's not an identification. It doesn't have a picture of him on it.
You and I are going to have
a I'm a journalist. With who? This is a public space.
Nobody's giving you permission to take inmates.
I'm a journalist with photography is not a crime.
Show me your credentials.
I'm here to take video.
You're a journalist with who? Show me your credentials.
Sir, am I being
Matthew, your credentials.
Am I being
You say that you are a journalist.
Right now you are.
Let me see your credentials.
I want to know what pictures you took.
Wow.
So here he shows a little bit of his card that he's handed over, and it's got text on it like, I'm, you know, refusing to waive my rights, and, you know, I refuse to waive my Fifth Amendment right. Don't ask me any questions. Don't ask me questions without my attorney present. Kind of gives them this basic kind of I know my rights info card. I continue here in moments. Again, this from
that's my name and date of birth.
And you're a journalist with who?
Photography is not a crime.
I didn't ask you. You said you were a journalist. Who are you, a journalist?
So Photography is Not a Crime is the name of the website, photographyisnotacrime.com. That's who he's with. So when the man asks him who he's with, he answers by saying photography is not a crime. And, of course, the man doesn't understand that that's a website.
Right.
So
he thinks he's making a statement.
Yeah.
So my question is,
the look on his face is pretty priceless right there.
The bailiff keeps saying, let me see your credentials.
Right.
Credentials from whom?
Well,
because presumably there, you know, there's supposed to be a free press in the U.S. You know, the federal constitution and I believe all 50 state constitutions recognize the freedom of the press. There's nothing in there that says freedom of the press ... asterisk for anyone who has credentials from the state.
Right. Well, as you point out, he doesn't make it clear what credentials he's talking about. Is he talking about a police sheriff's department issued media credential?
Right.
Is he talking about one of those, you know, something that I could just issue myself? You know,
right.
Is
he talking about the court registration forms that we both have from the New Hampshire court system? You know, what sort of credentials are they talking about?
So, all good questions. Again, you and I, Daryl, we have gone through the process of registering with the New Hampshire court system in order to be kind of recognized media. But that doesn't mean that somebody else can't just walk into the New Hampshire courts and be the media.
Right.
What it means is that we don't have to fill out a form every time we walk in.
Do you have any other, does that confer any other kind of convenience to you aside from not having to file the...
That's it.
Just the motion.
Yeah, that's it. And we actually have just renewed our credentials for, or not credentials, but registration, I guess, for next year or for next year. And it was, you know, it's a relatively painless process to go through, and it helps with not having to jump through their extra hoop every single time we go to the courtroom. But in this case, he's outside. He's not in the courtroom. He's not trying to gain access to the courtroom to record. Now, of course, I think that if the press is supposed to be free, then you should be able to just walk into a courtroom with a video camera and not have to ask anybody's permission. But in the courthouses, obviously, they have even tighter control over things. They have a security checkpoint, and they can do basically what they want to do. So in some places, you can't even bring a camera into a courtroom. Even, you know, you can try your damnedest, and they're not going to let you. In New Hampshire, we don't have that problem. In this case, the man's outdoors. He's a good distance, a good remove from any kind of court building. Not that he should be. You know, you should be able to stand right in front of the courthouse if you want to with a video camera. He just happened to be in this location when they approached him.
Photography is not a crime. Can I have y'all's name and badge number, please?
You sure can. You're looking at it right now.
Colonel Carl Futch.
That's right.
What's your badge number?
Futch. 1103.
So you guys say I'm being detained.
Right now, you're being ashamed because I'm asking you a question whether or not you took pictures of an inmate going to that courthouse.
I'm not answering questions. I'm taking pictures of whatever I can see from a public space, including whatever I can see.
Yeah, and he does a good job there kind of turning it around against them and asking them their names, because it's important to remember, and it can be hard to remember in a situation that's very intimidating.
Absolutely.
These are not small men who have come up to him. You know, if you ask them the questions, then you're in control of the conversation. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live on Christmas Day.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American made, authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillup, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, it is the live Christmas Day edition. We will take your calls about anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to continue here with the audio from Photography is Not a Crime of court bailiffs harassing an independent journalist outside of the sheriff's office and the courthouse in Glynn County, Georgia. We'll get back to that here because it's all about your rights. Maybe you're not a journalist, but this is still about your rights. We'll explain here in moments. And also, if you have bitcoins and you're wondering what you can do with them, well, you can go to bitcoinstore.com, especially now after it is the holiday season here. There's always a lot of buying after Christmas, the after Christmas sales, and of course people with gift certificates and things like that. Maybe you were given a Bitcoin this year for your Christmas or holiday celebration. You're looking for something to do with it. Go to bitcoinstore.com. They have a 0% markup on over 500,000 items that are ready for immediate shipment. Now, these are consumer electronics. They're computer parts from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. That's Ingram Micro. Bitcoinstore.com can hook you up. Again, 0% markup. You will probably not find a better price online, but please go ahead and shop around. See if it is true that Bitcoinstore.com has the best price. And, of course, they only accept Bitcoins. Again, that's Bitcoinstore.com. So photographyisnotacrime.com is a great website. There's always fresh stories up there about, it's never good news. It's always just terrible news about how photographers are being aggressed against by the people calling themselves the police, or in this case, the court bailiffs are the ones who are targeting the journalist, independent journalist, who is outside of the courthouse in Glynn County, Georgia. His name is Jeff, I believe. Jeff Gray is his name, and he's just out there taking pictures of, you know, government buildings from an allegedly public place. And these men approach him and ask him who he is, why he's taking pictures, and tell him that if he's taking pictures of inmates, he's going to be in trouble. Continue with some of the audio here in moments. Actually, we can't do that quite yet because Dave is on the line in Montana. We'll take him first from Skype. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave. Thanks for calling in tonight. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was thinking about the press. You know, in the Bill of Rights, when they mentioned the word press, they were talking about a machine. They wasn't talking about, like, the news guy. They were saying that you were allowed to own a machine, a press, and make copies of what your freedom of speech, whatever you wanted to say, you was allowed to make a literal copy of it and a whole bunch of them and pass it around. And I'm sure if they had a camera back then, that would be included, that you're free to take a picture. You're free to record the surroundings of your interactions with your freedom of speech. You know, and a lot of people think that the freedom of press means they're allowed the news people, you know, because the press didn't mean that back then.
Well, Dave, I guess I kind of understand where you're coming from. I don't necessarily agree with your interpretation of it, and obviously it's all about how you interpret these things. But according to the Bill of Rights, it does refer to it as the press, and it would seem to me if they were referring to a machine, they would phrase that differently.
What was a press? That's what they called it, the press.
Yes, it was called a printing press because you would actually do a thing to
where
it would press on a piece of paper.
Right. Your freedom of speech, your speech. You have the freedom of speech and the freedom of the press. That means you could own a press and type out your freedom of speech, what you wanted to say to everybody, and make copies of it and pass it around to as many people as you wanted to.
It's an interesting interpretation. What do you think, Daryl?
I'm trying to figure out who, Dave, who are you saying the freedom of the press is limited to?
No one.
So it's limited only to those who could afford to own that machine.
Or to publicize themselves.
Or get access to one, rent one, or go to the guy that owns it and says, here, you know, I'd like to give you some money, and could you make a whole bunch of these things with your press?
So you would agree that everyone is the media.
Right, right. That's what it is. You have the freedom of the press. Back then, press didn't mean news or journalism. It was talking about a machine, a great machine.
Which was very expensive, by the way.
That spreads freedom around. That's how they made liberty get around. They were making little pamphlets all over, and the king was saying, how the hell is everybody finding out about this shit? Well, they got this press over there, and they're making the copies, and they're passing them around. And, oh, take that press away from them. They can't have a press, you know? And the freedom of the press is a great tool for liberty, to communicate liberty. And also, I think it should pertain to any machine in the modern, back then it was only the press that they had that could actually copy stuff and make a whole bunch of them. But
well,
now
you could pay scribes to sit there and make copies.
All right. Yeah, well.
So, Dave, it's an interesting interpretation, and I like how what you're trying to say is that, like, as I'm understanding you at least, is that your interpretation of the freedom of the press is that anybody could own this, so therefore the press could be anybody,
right.
Or that's what they were referring
you have,
to. But
you have
no
the
one,
ability.
I mean, it's worth pointing out, though, that if that was their intention was to mean the physical machine by writing that in there, then that would have meant that the average person could not afford a press, and so therefore the only people that would have had the freedoms then would have been those rich people who'd been able to afford.
No. You could access the press through the printer guy. You go to
if
the
he
printer,
was willing to take your contract. What if the only owner of a press in town, so let's say the newspaper operator, what if he was in favor of the state? What if he supported, you know, the government and what they do, and then you came to him saying, well, I want to pay you to print up my my own newspaper or whatever, and he said, take a hike. I don't want to do it.
Well, I guess because he owns the press, he has the right to say no.
All
but
right.
Then you go find another guy that has a press that will do it for
Maybe
you.
There's
or
not
you,
another town around with a press for miles.
3-day walk.
Chip in and buy a press.
I have to say, I appreciate where you're coming from with your interpretation.
The word
of it,
press.
But I don't agree
back
with it.
Then, they didn't have the word press. It wasn't.
I don't know. I think they did. I think they did have the word press.
I don't have a dictionary from 1789 to know what they meant when they wrote the word.
Dave, I want to thank you for the call and the thoughts. I get where you're coming from, and I appreciate it. I just don't think it was their intention, but ultimately it doesn't matter today, and I thank you for the call tonight. It doesn't really matter because most of the interpretations by courts that I've seen have interpreted bloggers as the press.
Yes.
They have interpreted. There is a wide interpretation. We've seen releases, I think, from the New Hampshire court system, Massachusetts as well, that, like we were talking about earlier, when you and I registered as media, they make it pretty clear that they consider any electronic media to be
media.
The press.
Yeah.
So it's not really an issue, at least not up here. Maybe it is where you live, and if so, I'd love to hear about that. Are they restricting access to media areas and that sort of thing, too? Are they not allowing bloggers in? Are they only allowing in old media press? 855-450-FREE, what's your experience been? More with the thug court bailiffs here in moments.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, it's the live Christmas Day edition of the program. We'll take your calls about anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You know, Edward Snowden just gave his address today. We talked about it last night. It actually turned out it wasn't that much longer than the excerpts that we read to you on the air on the show last night, so I'm not going to play the address tonight simply because we pretty much covered it.
Yeah, it's only, like 1 minute and 42 seconds long?
Yeah, that's about it. Anyway, he's talking about the concern over privacy and the loss of privacy in this day and age, and saying that Orwell was not only right, but it's gone even further than what Orwell predicted in 1984. Now, you can still protect your privacy in this day and age. It's just that you have to take steps. You can't expect privacy to be handed to you on a silver platter. You have to do things on your own volition to achieve it. And one of the steps you can take is hooking yourself up with a Pro XPN account, because if you care about privacy online, this is a solution for you. Now, what does it do? Pro XPN is a global virtual private network that encrypts your internet traffic, meaning that there's an app that you download for Windows, for Mac, iOS, or Android. That app then, and by the way, there is a way to make the Pro XPN work with Linux as well. It's fairly simple. But anyway, once you get connected to ProXPN, they encrypt all of your internet traffic, meaning that before what you're doing, your internet whatever it is you're doing online reaches your internet service provider, whatever company you're using, it's encrypted. So the ISP no longer is able to keep records on you, which they probably are doing right now. They're probably, if you're not using ProXPN, your ISP is probably keeping records of every site you visit and every search that you make for at least 6 months and maybe as long as 5 years. So ProXPN doesn't keep those records. You can use ProXPN, protect yourself from your ISP snooping on you, protect yourself from other people snooping on you as well. Maybe you're out at a coffee shop on your laptop or your smartphone. If you're running ProXPN, the coffee shop administrator is not going to know what you're up to on their network. You're going to be able to get around blockages at workplaces, schools, other countries. ProXPN gets you around all of that stuff. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go check it out. And then when you're ready to upgrade to their premium package and get unlimited bandwidth, as well as you can use any kind of internet protocol that, or service that you want, so including torrents, you can do that with their premium account. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL20 when you get signed up for the premium account. You'll save 20% off for the lifetime of the account. You want to talk about a deep discount that lasts? ProXPN.com/FTL. Code FTL20. And that FTL20 code works for the annual plan, 6 month plan, and the monthly plan. So it'll get you that 20% off on all of those options. But obviously, the best price is going to be going with the annual plan. That breaks down the price to about $5 per month. So for privacy on the internet, paying $5 a month is, to me, a hell of a deal. And there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you really have nothing to lose but your privacy. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and get signed up. And if you want to save even more, use Bitcoin to save 33% on the annual plan.
So is that 33% on top of the
discount?
Not on
top of the 20.
Okay.
So FTL20 is only if you're going to pay with U.S. dollars. But if you want to use Bitcoin, you get a 33% discount. So there you go. ProXPN.com/FTL. Let's go to Thomas listening in California. We still have more audio from the thuggish Georgia bailiff threatening a photographer. But first, Thomas is on the line. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome,
Before
sir.
I get started, I got to thank you guys for introducing me to two things. One is Bitcoin, which has purchased some good advertising for my business. And two
Excellent.
Is for Trailer Park Boys. I passed by that a million times till you guys mentioned it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah.
You know, we haven't even talked about Trailer Park Boys too often. I actually just told Daryl about it this week off the air. And so have you watched all of the Trailer Park Boys seasons?
Oh, after you guys mentioned it, because I love your show, I instead of flicking by it, I think I turned on Netflix and watched like three seasons in a row. And I couldn't turn it off.
Yeah, that's how it was when I found it, too. I just literally watched through the entire program,
and I saw
it's amazing.
That show was a pretty ahead of its time. I appreciate that kind of thing. But, yeah, what I wanted to call and say was I think that if you look historically, nothing has advanced mankind as much as just pure, raw information. And, of course, it's exchange. And I think there's no greater hallmark of a tyrannical or wicked government than the attack on the free exchange of information. So I got a bit of a sore throat. So I know people say, you know, you'll talk to your average status person and they'll say, well, we have to do this because of this worry. We have to do this because of this worry. But when you're attacking information, just at its core, you're just attacking information. You're attacking the purveyors of information for simply purveying it. And why did that guy need to take pictures of inmates? Maybe his father thought he was going to be disappeared by one of the many police that they found doing protection for drug dealers or something like that. Maybe he had a relative in that line, and he wanted to make sure that they're showing up to court and they're going back to prison. It's not like no one's ever been murdered in prison or disappeared.
Sure.
You know, so
or maybe
I think
he just felt like taking pictures of the inmates because there they are out in public.
And the shortest answer is the best answer. He's doing it because he can.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and I think it's time people, you know, we have to show respect as the better party. We'll respect the humanity in anybody that approaches us. But I think it's time we talk to these people like, you know, I'm the father figure here. You're not the authority figure. You're the one in the wrong. And none of this. Well, I see what you're saying. You know, just tell the guy because I can. You know,
yeah,
because
I like
trust
that.
You
know, not
I,
cowering.
I think you're,
not cowering and not apologizing for what you've done. I mean, if you haven't hurt anybody, and taking pictures in public certainly isn't hurting anybody, not apologizing and taking that position of strength. And it's an important attitude shift, and if more people had it, then the bailiffs and the police would start to behave differently. But they're usually very, very surprised when they encounter somebody who stands up for themselves, because it's pretty rare.
Right.
Oh, yeah, especially those two guys. I mean, those guys were obviously pretty cowardly. You know, you know guys, we all know those tough guys that like, oh, if anything happens, I'm calling this guy. You know, and real tough guys, you don't see people that can put another man on his butt in 2 seconds acting like that. Especially the way they have the gang mentality. The first cop will be nice, as soon as he gets some friends there, then it's on. And I think we should address the cowardice and the corruption. And I think when people started to get questioned by them, it's because I don't trust you, because I think you're a criminal and you have a criminal background. You know, so that's basically what I had to say. And also, I think the press, freedom of the press, man, anyone that has a press. And the press now is also, you know, the internet, a computer, you have a laptop, you have a netbook, you're posting the free exchange of information for the sake of letting your fellow human beings just know information.
Much to the chagrin of the people in the state, that's all true, and they reluctantly have to admit it when put into those positions. Thomas, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you on this live Christmas Day edition of the program.
Now, I have not seen this video. This is my first time hearing it. I hope when you hit play, he asks them, is what do you have to hide? I would love to see the table. I mean, he's doing a fantastic job so far.
Nimmy,
absolutely.
Some of these people might be child predators, and we need to protect their privacy.
Yeah, I don't understand. Right. I really don't understand what the issue is.
After these, you know, if there are any child predators that he's taking photos of, after they get out, they're going to have their name, address, and photograph placed on some website the world to know where they live.
And didn't the state take pictures of these people already?
Yes, they're publicly accessible.
These people are now state property.
Now, I guess
they're no longer people. They're state property.
Logically, I can really only come up with one explanation. He says, you're taking pictures of the courthouse. Now, these guys might be terrorists. My goodness. Standing outside taking pictures of a courthouse. That's really the only basis that I can think of for their objection, but they are certainly not handling it well.
Well, right. When he calls him on threatening him over basically just being outside taking pictures of government buildings, that's kind of when they get more specific, and one of the bailiffs specifies that he's not allowed to take pictures of inmates. And why that is, I don't know. It's mind-boggling.
Because we have to protect their privacy, despite the fact that their criminal record is public record.
Right. Despite the fact that they're standing in public. We'll come back.
On public property.
Right. We'll come back with more here. I've got the rest of this video we'll get to. And your calls are welcome at 855-450-FREE. And I like our last caller's idea of people standing up for themselves against these state agents. It really makes a big difference when people get in the habit of standing up for themselves, because the reason why they're so aggressive and they're so disrespectful is because people cower and do what they're told. It's Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income, the number 16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income, the number 16.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. It is the live Christmas Day edition of the program. We're here and we'll take your calls about anything. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share on the site. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then get your shopping done with Free Talk Live. I know most of the stores are closed, but you can still go to Amazon, and if you do that through shop.freetalklive.com, then Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So yet another reason to do your shopping online. I mean, you probably already are doing shopping online, and you've probably been to Amazon multiple times if you've been online for any appreciable amount of time. Now, you just take an extra step and go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter the Amazon of your choice. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US there. You click to the right Amazon for you, and then Free Talk Live gets a portion of whatever it is you buy. So go to shop.freetalklive.com, and thanks in advance for doing that. Coming up in just under a month, January 23rd through the 25th, Las Vegas, there will be an intimate event that is happening for the first time ever called Passport to Freedom. Some people suggest leaving the United States, that things have just gone so bad here that you got to get out. Others say, well, most people can't handle that. It's an expensive thing. You might have a spouse, family, kids, mortgage, you know, career, things that are tying you down. Some advocate staying here, sticking it out, and being as free as you can here. Both of those perspectives will be represented at the Passport to Freedom event. You'll learn ways to reduce your dependence on the United States without having to leave the country, ways to increase your personal sovereignty, protect your money, quit your job, and make money from anywhere. Everything you need, create a freedom-oriented lifestyle. Be at this three-day intimate event. Speakers include Peter Schiff, Vitalik Buterin from Bitcoin Magazine, and more. Go to passport.freetalklive.com. We've got an offer there for Free Talk Live listeners. That's passport.freetalklive.com. Again, it's happening in Vegas, the first time ever. Passport to Freedom, passport.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones and actually, in this case, Skype, where Jared is on the line in Michigan. Jared.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Hey there.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for the call tonight. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, really quickly on that, actually, you know, when people still get bent out of shape every time that comes up every year, I mean, I'm not a religious person. I mean, to me, it's just I like the Christmas trees. I like the decorations. I, you know, like giving presents. To me, it's just like a fun time. I don't view it as it has to be like a Jewish, I mean, not a Jewish, but like a Catholic or a Christian thing. I think people just need to, like, you know, just take it with a grain of salt. And, you know, if I lived in the Middle East and the Muslims had a specific day, I'd probably just be like, yeah, happy, whatever. It's just not a big deal to me. But anyway.
I'm glad to hear that. There are some people who take it pretty seriously, and they might be insulted that, that for instance, you were just looking at it as this light, fun holiday, when to them it's, you know, celebrating the birth of their personal savior. So, I mean, I get why some people...
You know, I mean, I'm sure if you look hard enough, there's a vegan Jewish atheist or something who, you know, how dare you say, I mean, it's just, it gets to the point to where you can't please anyone. It's like,
no,
why
sure
say
can't.
Anything? But,
sure can.
Speaking of the Passport to Freedom Conference, you know, it's a very interesting thing, and I thought about it, because a lot of people are going to be debating, you know, go to the Free State Project or move off to some other country around the world for more freedom. And I think the answer is very complex, and it's not something that you can really sum up. For example, I think if you take someone like Nemi and myself, who view self-defense as a very critical thing, there's really nowhere else in the planet that you can really go where such a thing is viewed as a right. It's really not anywhere else around the world.
I'd agree with that, yeah.
I mean, you could go to Yemen, but, you know, that's pretty much it. Every other place, some places are friendly, but it's not viewed as a right. It's either viewed differently or it's viewed as a privilege. I mean, it's not viewed in the same context. But,
yeah.
You know, if you're someone who wants to smoke weed, let's say, I mean, there's plenty of options of places you could go. But the thing that I worry about with a lot of places, not necessarily Jeff Berwick's Gulch in Chile, although, Chile is a very volatile place. I mean, they just elected a very left-wing government from my understanding. But there's another guy in Argentina who's, you know, trying to do some liberty community thing. And, you know, it's great they're going to do bitcoins and all this stuff, but I worry about a place that's not classified as a first world country, because hungry people will do anything for the most part. And if people are hungry and there's no jobs and they're told, look, here's a bunch of people from wherever, the U.S., Canada, or Europe, who have a lot of stuff, then you know what? They will use the force of the state or just their own force and try to take what you have. And you have to ask yourself, is that the kind of life where you want, that you want to live? I sure don't. But for people who do, don't try to compare it to the Free State Project. Let's see the competition of separate ideas here and how they work out.
I don't think there's a right answer on this of should you say, should you go? Because to say that there's a right answer means that anybody not doing whatever you think is wrong. And
Exactly. Everybody
is different. So some people might want to, you know, come to New Hampshire. Other people might want to go to Chile. Some people might want to go to New Zealand because New Zealand ranks as the freest country in the world.
Now, wait, what, according to what?
When you combine the economic index and then the other indexes.
What are the other indexes?
Because there's the press freedom, and I've stumbled across a couple others.
Okay, because I know about there's Economic Freedom of the World from the Heritage Foundation. They do one yearly. And then there's another one from the Free the World, freetheworld.org.
Yeah, I've stumbled across several.
Okay.
And I've seen other people that have compiled the data. And it always comes up that New Zealand as a whole is the freest country in the world when you combine the rankings from all of these.
Are they excluding Hong Kong? Because technically it's not a country.
Hong Kong, just because Hong Kong is high on the economic scale, does not mean that the people there have a lot of...
I'm just wondering if they're included on this on the other scales that you've been looking at, because Hong Kong is technically not a country, so
I don't
remember.
Well, technically, neither is New Zealand.
Really?
Daryl's kind of proven my point. New Zealand, I would argue, overall is, you know, a so-called free place. But again, if you value protecting yourself and carrying a gun or a weapon, it ain't gonna happen.
Not
there.
Even
there's
on the list
no
of options.
You can carry some weapons in New Zealand. You can carry boomerangs. You can carry knives. But handguns are definitely not on that list
of
weapons.
But the police don't carry firearms either, is my understanding.
Oh, really?
Firearms either. And granted, their violent crime rate is very low, but to me, it's, you know, just about a peace of mind. It's not necessarily about, well, if their crime's bad.
Oh, I'm with you. Absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly. So I think the, but the problem is, Daryl, is people love to compare stuff, like, you know, to go or not to go, sort of like, you know, the gold and silver versus the Bitcoin argument. Why not have both?
Well, no, it's not to say that it's not to say the discussion shouldn't be had. I think what Daryl was coming from is that there is no right answer for everyone. There's a right answer for each individual, right? Each individual has a certain set of circumstances, interests, things that they're, you know, that are primary to them. Like for in your case, Jared, gun rights is a primary issue for you, and so therefore that would exclude a lot of options from being on the table in the first place. But ultimately, if you know, I always make qualifications here. If you love liberty, period, and you want more of it, then I think New Hampshire is the best answer worldwide. I'd love to hear an answer. You know, I'd love to hear another option out there. I don't consider running off to some gulch in another country somewhere, you know, to really be a viable option, because to me the answer has to be something that anyone can do, and at least anybody in the United States can make the move to another one of the 48 contiguous states. Not that
one
country.
Last point too, Ian, on that: if you do decide to move to another country where there may be more freedom depending on what you're looking for, what we take for granted here is when people battle with the police or the government in general, at least you read the same language as them. Imagine trying to go court cases and everything else in Japanese or Spanish, and no one ever brings that question up. You are in a whole new world if you get into some legal trouble in Chile with the police, and you're going to be completely at the mercy of either a lawyer who speaks Spanish or someone else who speaks Spanish. But, I mean, you're going to be a step in, you know, that's a step away.
Totally agree. The kind of people who, and we had Nomad Capitalist. We had the Nomad Capitalist on the show and kind of talked about this with him. The kind of people who are going to these gulches, you know, and you mentioned one in Chile and there's another one in Argentina that they're forming, these are the kind of people who can afford that. These are the kind of people who, they don't want to do activism. They don't care about the freedom of other people. They care about their own personal freedom. And that's fine. You know, people are that way, and that's okay. If you feel like you can increase your personal freedom and you've got the money to be able to go and do that, then by all means, you know, go off and enjoy your life and try to seclude yourself away from as many aggressive state-worshipping people as you possibly can. You know, God has blessed you for that. But for the rest of us who aren't willing to take that route or can't afford to take that route, who care about the freedom of others, then activism is required in order to achieve more freedom for more people beyond just your own personal self. I feel like the whole let's go to some other country, this expatriation thing, is really only something that the super rich can afford, and it's only for those who really just want to cut themselves off from society and be alone and as free as they possibly can.
Nothing wrong with being a hermit.
No, nothing wrong with it. Thanks for the call tonight, Jared. Appreciate it. But you can also be a hermit out in the New Hampshire woods, too, and then at least more people would be getting free around you. And I think that's important. More on the way. You can take control. Hour 2's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators End of Year Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scraped. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.